True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:42, 18 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning, September 12th. Willie Shee joins us, professor of management practice at Harvard Business School. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tucker. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about the U.S., because first of all, when we talk about losing manufacturing jobs, I think it's a fair question. So many times we see jobs numbers, then we see jobs revisions. I don't know. Where does this fit in all of that stuff that we hear?
Well, you know, Tommy, the long-term trend over the last 20 years has been kind of slowly declining manufacturing jobs, okay? And partly that's because, yeah, we're building some new factories and stuff, although, you know, we ran into some problems in Georgia the other day. But, you know, we are building new factories. But, you know, people are continuing to automate. People are continuing to move some production to lower-cost regions, right? So on balance, manufacturing jobs have been kind of on this slow, steady decline. And, you know, we saw that jobs report just come out a couple of days ago, wasn't so good, you know, where they revised down manufacturing employment.
Yeah, you mentioned the, quote, trouble at the plant in Georgia. And to me, that was the entire story, the whole issue in microcosm, because it's about manufacturing. It's about whether or not U.S. Workers are qualified to do the jobs. It's about if they are they going to work for more, or you have to pay them more than you will the people from the other country, because the union president was complaining that those jobs are those that Americans could have had. And if that is the case and Americans could have done those jobs, then would that have meant the end result would have been higher cost for everybody? If you understand what I'm trying to ask you, Professor, it just seemed like that was the whole thing in microcosm to me.
Well, you know, I think there's another thing people forget when we talk about bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. What they were making in Georgia, we've never made those things. We've never made those batteries in the U.S., so we don't have the production equipment. We don't have the know-how, okay? So when you talk about, I want to hire local people, it's like, I'm all for it. You know, it's like, let's hire local people. But what happens to the local people don't know how to do all those things? And those people were like contractors installing machinery and getting up and running. And then they were going to train American workers, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's how, if you've never made it before, that's how you learn, right? That's how China, for example, learned how to make a lot of stuff, because people went in and trained them. Okay, so now we have to do the same. So that was kind of an interesting microcosm, like you say. I happened to be talking to a senior person at another Korean company a few days after that, and it's like, you know, I asked them how they were feeling, and they said, well, we're kind of confused. On the one hand, you want us to bring this stuff over, but then you won't let us help you, you know? And like I said, I think the thing people forget is we've never made a lot of these things in the U.S. Well, right? You know, so how are we going to learn?
And, Professor, I think it goes to the definition of manufacturing jobs, because people think it's like that movie Gung Ho from the 80s, I think was the name of it, where, you know, or a factory assembly line where you just go and look, just stand there and screw this onto that and you'll be fine. But that's not really the nature of manufacturing anymore, is it?
Not in the U.S. In the U.S., we tend to have, you know, higher end manufacturing, higher tech, higher value products. You know, if you're trying, I was talking to somebody who used to sell $20 blenders at Walmart. Okay. You know, if you want to make $20 blenders that you're going to sell in Walmart, those, by the way, are up to $34 now, by the way. Okay, but if you're going to do that, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it in the U.S. Our labor costs are much higher than you'd ever be able to do that. And B, we don't have people who want to work on those jobs. Okay, so then, and you see that in food processing factories across the country, and especially ag work, where a lot of the workers are, in fact, migrants, some of them undocumented, right? But, you know, we can't get enough Americans who want to do those jobs, right? So there's a lot of, like, conflicting stuff going on these days, and leads to a lot of confusion.
Won't do those jobs or don't want those jobs at what they pay or just don't want those jobs?
Don't want those jobs. Okay. You know, I've been in a number of factories. I was in one really good factory where they're making cars, okay? And the plant manager was saying, you know, it's really hard to get young people to do those jobs. You know, assembling a car is hard work, mm-hmm. right? It's physical. You got to move around. You know, he said a lot of young people these days, they'd rather sit behind a screen. They don't want to do jobs like that. Mm-hmm. I was in another factory where they said, people is like, no, I'd rather work in McDonald's than do this. It's like, so, you know, a lot of factories, and this has been true for the last 10, 15 years for sure, you know, because like I've been in a lot of factories in the U.S., and you look around and they're all immigrants working there.
So let me go back to your blender, $20 at Walmart, which is now $34. What's the future of that blender looking like? I'm not going to buy a warehouse, professor, and you know, use it as my 401k or anything like that, like I do with the Forever stamps. I have a whole warehouse full of Forever stamps that I bought at 30 cents.
Tommy, I got Forever stamps too, but you know, one of the things that has happened in this country is, you know, before the tariffs, before Liberation Day on April 2nd, a lot of people were so-called front-running. It's like, I'm going to bring in as much stuff as I can before the tariffs go up. Okay, and then we had April 2nd, so then imports fell off a cliff. Then we had this pause, so then there was this rush of imports. All right, so it's gonna depend how much stuff people brought in, how much of it goes obsolete. Now, we've already seen, like in fashion goods, TJX, discount chain. You know, one of the things they do is they buy other retailers' mistakes, you know, when they got the wrong inventory. And in their earnings call a couple days ago, they said the buying environment is terrific right now. Basically, you know, they're buying up some of the excess inventory that people tried to front run, but they got wrong. Right. When people, I think what's happening right now, depending on the company.
By front run, you mean get ahead of tariffs, Professor?
Get ahead of tariffs. Okay. I'm going to import it before. Okay. People are bringing in container loads and truckloads of stuff and storing it, you know, just at the lower cost. But as that stuff runs down, and we're starting to see it now in different sectors, you know, it starts running down, we're going to start seeing price increases. You know, so get back to your original question, that $34 blender, that becomes a $40 or $50 blender pretty soon.
So eventually it comes to a point where you could have the blender manufactured, this is Trump's long plan, you could have the blender manufactured in America instead of overseas. However, they got a couple of problems with that. First of all, the manufacturing company has to be assured before they make the capital investment in plants here to manufacture blenders or whatever it is, that the economic environment's going to be friendly toward that. Secondly, they have to make sure that they have workers that are willing to do that. And thirdly, the end result is that blender creeps closer to $50 or $60 or $70. The consumer's going to have to pay a lot more than they are now. Am I making anything up or not?
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on, Tommy. And one other thing is, like, you know, blenders, they always have that glass container on top. Mm-hmm. We used to make those in the U.S. We don't make them in the U.S. anymore, okay? So we don't have people who know how to make them. We don't have anybody who makes the machines who, you know, do that kind of glass work, right? So, you know, it's not so easy to move that back, right? But it's like, I think we're also going to see that in ag products, okay? It's like, okay, we'll put a tariff on South Africa, right? So, you know, they exported oranges to the U.S. So it's like already the guys down there are saying, okay, I'll send them to Asia or the Middle East instead. I'm not going to send them over here. So that also means reduced choice over time, right? Higher prices than reduced choice. I think we're going to see that. We're going to see a lot of that, you know, through the rest of the year. We'll see it in food prices. We'll see it in a lot of these lower-priced commodities, you know, lower-priced products that you and I count on every day. But we're going to feel it. It's coming.
All right, first of all, let me take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about how much tariffs have contributed to the Treasury. That's if the court withholds them, because if not, then they've not contributed anything to the Treasury, and the U.S. is going to have to refund that money back at a cost of processing.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cost included in that, so it's going to be a net loss to the taxpayers. But I just want to talk long-term about this, if this is likely to happen, because, man, Professor, I had a conversation with somebody 25 years ago about wages in the Pacific Rim and how the standard of living is different, and U.S. can never compete with that, because if you get somebody in the Pacific Rim can work for $3 a day, U.S. dollars a day, and you got to pay somebody here $50 U.S. dollars a day, the prices are going to go up, and demand's going to go down, and we'll it can only go so far. 6:52, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Willie Shee, professor of management practice at Harvard Business School. We're talking about manufacturing jobs and tariffs. Professor, let me ask you a big, long question, then you can jump in. So the Supreme Court's going to hear the case on tariffs, whether the president can institute them or apply them without Congress. They'll hear that in the first week of November. If not, the U.S. is going to have to refund what they've already collected, which is about 2.7% of the federal budget. If that's the case, to whom do they refund that money? And if tariffs are, in fact, a tax on the taxpayers, if companies have passed those costs along to the consumers, do the consumers get a rebate or do the companies keep that money? Thoughts?
Well, that's the complicated problem. You probably saw, Tommy, that they collected $30 billion in tariffs in the month of August, which was all-time high. Now, if they have to refund it, you know, frankly, that's a nightmare. Okay, will those refunds go directly to consumers? Well, you know, companies, what they can do is they can lower prices back down and, you know, give some back to future buyers. But, you know, if you bought a $34 blender that used to cost $20, you know, I don't know how you're ever going to get that money back, right? So that money's gone.
Wall Street would love a refund because that would mean companies' bottom lines are currently boosted, right? If they,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It'll be boosted.
I'm just looking at the big picture of the long game, Professor. That's all.
Yeah, I think the other thing that'll happen, though, is like the Supreme Court rules against it. I think we can count on the administration to find some other vehicle to justify the tariff. So it's not over yet.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time and your insights as always. Willie Shih, Professor of Management Practice at Harvard Business School. Nothing is easy. This is a very complicated subject. And as the president said, he thinks it's short-term pain for long-term gain. It would indicate that's not necessarily going to happen when you look at what companies have to take into account when it comes to capital investment to manufacture goods and the workers that are involved, and also if the people of the United States can afford to pay the higher prices for American manufactured goods. But we'll see how it plays out. When we come back, we'll talk about women and children in Louisiana bearing the brunt of economic hardship. And then we'll talk to Meg Ferris about hyperbaric chambers. A lot coming up. Stay with us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.